Welcome to the Coder Dojo Podcast.
This episode of the Coder Dojo Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/CDP. You can choose from over 150,000 books and you can put it on practically anything. Hello again and welcome to the Coder Dojo Podcast. My name is Kevin Smith. I am your host. I am here with Luca, Kieran, Rourke, Kira Stack, Kieran, Kate Mulligan, sorry, Laura, I don't know your second name, I'm sorry, and Kira Gavin. Hopefully this isn't going to mess up like the last time we had tons of people. Oh dear God, no. Does anybody want to say hi? Let's just go around in a circle and introduce ourselves or something. Kieran, start.
Hi.
Well, you all know Kieran, Rourke. Hmm? That was Rourke. And continue.
Hi, I'm Kira.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, I'm Laura.
I'm also Kira.
I'm James Bond.
No, I'm Luke.
Seems legit. Okay.
First story of the day. Apple has announced that on September 9th, they announced that they're going to be holding an event on September 9th, but they have officially said that they're going to be debuting their wearable on that day, which means I watch. The day is... So Apple will unveil its first endeavor into the wearables at a special event in September from Recode. It says Recode. And we can assume that this is reliable because this website has been relatively successful. Nobody has anything to say about that. No.
I don't know. I just kind of am hoping Apple don't mess up and they just crash and burn.
What are they debuting?
I watch.
So it's not like this is iPad.
Watch.
Before. They
no,
do
not
want something
iPad.
To build off.
Speaking of wearables, Samsung has announced a new watch thing, and it's a smartwatch, and it has 3G and can connect to Wi-Fi, and you don't have to connect it but via Bluetooth to your phone. Because up until this point, every other smartwatch to come out, you have required to link it up to your phone using Bluetooth or some other means. The Gear S is what they're calling it. Has a 3G modem and Wi-Fi. It's a standalone smartwatch. Until now, it's just it has a curved AMOLED display. So it's going to be like a band, but with a screen on it. And it's a 2-inch 360x480 display, and which I think is the biggest ever on the watch.
They'd have to be very protective, otherwise it would just crash. Like, everything would just break. Because if people are doing them for jogs or rock climbing or something, check the time and call their friends and stuff, it's going to get hit against something.
You wouldn't bring something that's probably going to be that expensive rock climbing, though you'd buy a cheaper phone.
Probably, but... Like, if you were, like, I know if I was going somewhere, like, really dangerous, I would bring something that I could just have on me, like a watch, and then be able to call my friends on it. Because I know a lot of people who have been caught in those situations who have been like, I wish I had my phone with me. And I think that's what they're thinking of, kind of just making it.
There probably is a market for, like, adventure smartwatches.
Yeah, there probably is.
I vaguely remember something about smartwatches that are meant for, like, people that quite often swim and things.
Maybe they get like protective casing like they have for the iPods and
the
stuff.
Felt watch.
You still shouldn't drop your iPod in the pool though.
Yeah, nobody like they have those like cheap things. They
you see
like
the Samsung Galaxy
like
S5,
waterproof,
and the Sony Xperia Z. There was like on the ad, it's like your man dropped it into the bath and he picked it up.
Yeah. It's still not a good
it's
idea.
It's for people who
it
are
said water resistant, not like indestructible.
Hello again, and we're back. We just had to take a small break. So anyway, we're moving on again. It is said that it has been rumored that the Apple earphones could track your health. A new Apple patent published on Tuesday reveals how future Apple earbuds and headphones might incorporate health monitoring features. The patent shows how a monitoring system could be cleverly built into Apple earphones and used to track activities such as speed, distance, traveled during the exercise. The device would also be able to sense other biometric data relating to metrics, body temperature, perspiration rate, and heart rate. I think this is actually quite plausible because they announced Health Kit. June, was it? Yeah, you're on.
I don't really know anything about this.
Oh, right. Basically, for those of you who don't know, at WWDC this year, they and Apple announced Health Kit. Basically, something that they're going to be building into iOS 8 onwards. Basically, it's a health app and stuff. Then there was an iPhone 6 leak from someone on YouTube by the name of Daldo411. It was
knock knock, who's there? It's your boy Daldo411.
It was fake, but it was funny nonetheless.
Is that the one where he has like a sausage? Yeah. It's a new material. My friend says it's PVC, but I don't believe him.
And then there is a new app as well that I kind of want to talk about. It's called Hyperlapse, and it's made by the people from Instagram. It's basically used for making time-lapse videos. Basically, you take a bunch of pictures and it turns them into a time-lapse. Sugar, I just dropped my phone. It's nothing too that's not what's special about it, but it has some amazing stabilization techniques. So basically, when you take stop motion or time lapses from pictures, it would be kind of jerky. It would just be like this because your hand would never be in the exact same spot. It would be off by a small bit. But what this does is it smooths it out with stabilization technology and makes it all stable.
Nice words. Good talking. That's good.
So yeah. It was just Instagram, which is like putting up photos of you running.
No, then basically you take tons of photos with your phone, and it turns it into like a stop motion.
Also, just
in the films, two people running towards each other.
It's just a video, but like getting rid of
it stabilizes it so that like it's not like.
Yeah, I get you.
Like not oh, up right. And down.
That
it makes it so that it's smooth. So that it's
oh well, that is still pretty much just taking a video and then making it so you like cut out most of the frames. No, it's like taking a video and then speeding it up without an actual high speed camera.
You still can put sound to it though. I think
I don't
now,
think so. And another thing, you can't use the front facing camera, so you can't whatever you'd want to do with the front facing camera. Another thing that I was wondering is, does anybody have any this is made by Instagram, but it's a standalone app, so like it's not like a feature built into the Instagram app, it's a standalone thing. My theory would be so that it gets more traction, because if it was just a feature in the app, people were like, oh yeah, that's cool, and only half the amount of people would use it. I'd say this is going to blow over in about 2 weeks.
It's basically Instagram with everyone I know. They got Instagram.
No, like it, yeah, like you put it up onto Instagram.
You mean sort of like
while we're talking about Hyperlapse and
I'd literally forgotten the name in that minute.
While we are talking about Hyperlapse and its inability to take selfie stop motion time lapses, researchers have created a new password system that doesn't use passwords, but authentication by selfie. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
My phone has that. My phone has that.
What have they done?
I have that too.
That's been around an Android for a while. Like, my friend's tablet can only be... There is no password option. There is face recognition.
It's pretty nice feature. Like, I mean, but...
Going back... If you had, like, a sister...
Yeah,
even.
Poor UK.
Like, it works for me and it works for my sister.
That
so.
Yeah, but if you're... It's not like your sister is going to destroy... Like... In all, it's
what
mostly you want to keep your cousins or other people you don't want to see your iPad off of it. It like family, you don't really care.
What
like,
if someone just gets a photo of you and just puts it off to your phone and there's like,
well, because
log
people,
in.
You're not going to leave your iPad or anything like that alone for long periods of time. They're not just going to be in your house without you being there to look
your
like
parents.
Like, did you see
your
the...
Your parents are not gonna care!
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Did you see the ad, like, ages ago? It's the little boy, and he, like, draws a mustache on him and stuff so he can try and get into his dad's computer.
Yeah. No. My computer has...
The Pebble smartwatch, I think it was around the first of its time, which raised... Oh, that's a big number. 10 million back in 2011 or something, raised 10,266,845 US dollars for its Kickstarter page. It was a smartwatch at the time, but now that has been toppled by a product called the Coolest Cooler. It is basically a cooler box thing, but it has a Bluetooth speaker, a blender, I don't know why.
I need it.
2014, guys.
And it raised...
Who invented that?
And it raised just on... It raised 12 and a half million.
Well, it is very important that your coolers can play music.
Yes, it's very important that I can... And it also has a divider. It's very important that when I go out to the middle of nowhere... I can make myself a smoothie and have my cooler divided into certain sections so that my very valuable and handcrafted sandwiches do not get soggy.
I think it's more so for camping, because I go camping often, and I'm just thinking about how nice that would be to just have that with me while I was camping. I mean, it's divided. It has Bluetooth, which is fun if we go camping with our cousins so we can listen to music. Mm. And it has a blender, which, oh my god, smoothies while camping. So I think it's a good idea if you're going to go camping.
Okay, I think we found this week's episode title.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Does this mean I can just like throw a bunch of things behind me and hope they land in it and then just press a little button on my phone or something?
Yes, Luca, that's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
God, what
have we
done?
And away he goes.
I was watching the video, and the only thing that came to mind when I was watching it is first world problem. is there really a need? Has anybody ever said, "Oh my god, I wish my cooler had a blender"?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I have
clearly someone has.
I mean,
no.
I do like smoothies, but I don't like them enough to buy a cooler for that purpose.
But is there really a market for people who need, like, there,
given it
like,
raised 12
like,
million,
like,
there's clearly
was,
a market.
Yeah, like there's smartphones, smart watches, there's smart lights, there's smart light bulbs, and now there is smart blenders.
You should have this just a whole section
on
the show.
Hello and we're back. I am Kevin Smith, your host, and I'm here with everybody else before except for Rourke. But to be fair, was Rourke even here in the beginning?
Because he was staring off into space. He was dreaming of a world gone by.
I thought he was high or something.
No, he's high.
Not today.
In his eyes, he was actually walking away.
So, next we have researchers at Michigan State University have created a fully transparent solar concentrator. So basically, it looks like glass, but it's actually a solar panel. So like your windows could be like solar panels, or your phone screen could be a solar panel. So you usually need to leave it out and it charges or something.
Did you see the picture? I think this deserves to come up. It's about like solar power and how it's always been there, like that America is just too lazy to use it and stuff. And it's just like, you could, if you did solar power just covering one area of the United States, it could power nearly the whole of it. And then it's just a picture of scientists just sitting there. It says, scientists remind America that solar panels are ready and easy to use. And it's...
yeah, that sustainable energy is ready to go whenever.
Well, like, whenever you're ready, we have this world-saving thing, whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. We don't want to rush you.
Take your time in saving
the
world.
Don't diss America. They'll kill us all.
They're not doing much anyway, are they?
I want to say three things. One,
moving on.
You're not killing anyone.
Moving on.
She's in America. No, she's
a... moving on.
Let's talk about video games.
Our opinion segment for this week is, what do you want to become smart next? Because as we've mentioned earlier, there's like smart phones, smart watches, smart light bulbs,
smart coolers,
and now smart windows. What else do you think could become smart?
There is a smart chair.
There is smart chairs. There are smart toilets.
Smart kitchen, smart fans.
Yeah, but
smart windows.
They can test the humidity in the air and just like change
like,
the settings.
And like,
I
oh yeah,
it
and
right
there's
now.
Smart like home automation systems.
Yeah, like everyone's complaining about how we're not in the future. Like, I expected 2014 to be full of flying cars. Like,
where's my jetpack?
Yeah, but we have. Like
guys.
Hold on, did anyone see the episode of The Simpsons where they got a home? What is it?
Home
automated system. And it like tried to kill.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Did you see it? It's crap. I forgot what I was gonna say.
They're releasing smart cars on British roads.
Yeah.
And everyone's
it's like,
scared.
It's like, guys, we are in the future. The Scouter from Dragon Ball Z, that's a thing. Like,
that's
called the Google Glass, and it will actually show you somebody's power level. It is a thing. And I want it so bad.
It's going to be
But knowing me, I will only have it for about 10 minutes because I will just go around scanning everybody.
You
and
know
then,
his birthday present.
And then,
what if you went to the mirror, though? Would it scan you or would it scan your reflection?
No, it's like... No, it's like I would just go around town scanning people until I got someone who was over 9,000 and I'd go, rah!
I'm going Google Glass now.
And then I would just walk over to them, you made me do this.
This and Vegeta, a midget
like,
with an anger
problem. The good thing about Google Glass that I've heard mentioned is the fact that what happens if you fall while wearing it and the glass cracks?
Then, exactly.
So there
it's
needs
like
to
if
be
your
some
phone
protective
cracks.
Seal.
Or
no, but like if it cracks in your eye.
Oh, dear.
But it's so close to your eye.
Like,
we don't have
forces.
Hands. How are you supposed to flip?
The thing about glasses is, like, my mom's an optician. The lenses are usually shatterproof insofar as they can be. Like, the lens will fall out in one piece, but it won't shatter. Like, lens technology has evolved that much.
Okay, so that's one problem.
It's not going to shatter in your eye.
And they think that Apple thinks it's going to be common to see everyone walking around with Google Glass. The way they're charging for it, it's not common at all.
Do you think that they might make like designer ones, like when if it gets
cool,
popular,
eventually,
like Hollister and all?
I mean, there's designer skyboxes, so I don't see why not.
I have a black one.
I just have a black one.
Classic.
But like, they think it's going to become common to see your friend or something walking down the road with Google Glass. Like, do they
maybe
think
eventually
we're all rich?
iPhones are common now.
Well,
iPhones are common, but they're cheap. I mean, Google Glass
they're
is
not
idiot.
They're cheaper than they were,
and they are cheaper than Google Glass. She's
I got
not wrong.
Yeah, but the price will come down.
We have
eventually.
Alan.
Yeah.
Guys,
like,
just
yeah,
disclaimer,
well,
we have Alan as a hostage now. This is a hostage situation.
Like,
what do we
DVD players used to be like €300.
I mean, I still have a video player, and now they're expensive. Like, if you want to get a video player back now, you have to pay about €1,000 for it.
And they may be the first, like, glasses, smartphone mix-up thing, but they won't be the last. There are going to be knockoffs, and they're
going to
be cheaper.
It's going to catch on. It is going to catch on, but it's not going to be as fast as Apple think it is going to be as fast. They think it's going to happen
in the future.
Or
everyone
it's going to take about
us.
10 to 20 years.
Or if not Google Glass, and some variation thereupon.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
We had
let's
a
have
plan.
It.
Fine.
Stop
the video games, guys.
Let
it go,
like,
no.
Let's go, video games.
Oh, don't you dare.
Okay,
I have a Wii U.
I do too.
Anyway, we can't. We said last week that we weren't going to talk about video games, but we did say. But we also said that we would tangentially talk about them, and this week we have a chance to do that because Nintendo announced two new 3DS systems. They have, it's for the 3DS, it's the normal 3DS and the 3DS XL. They're bigger, they're lighter, they're thinner, the buttons are different, they look different, and there is a C-stick. Like there is an extra joystick.
I think that's needed, because I know that when I wanted to get,
because you know Smash Bros
stuff.
Is coming out.
Yeah, Smash Bros is coming out, and you need all that kind of equipment to play Smash Bros. Otherwise, it's just inferior to the Wii U.
So, are these replacing the 3DSs entirely?
They're going to be discontinuing the old models and selling these ones from now on. There was actually rumors that they were going to discontinue the normal size one altogether. There was rumors a couple of weeks ago that they would just be selling the XLs. Like, I have a normal 3DS.
So do I.
I have an XL. And, sorry.
But, the reason they're doing this, though, is because the Wii U sales are not that great. That's why, and the 3DS scales were, sales were brilliant. So that's why they're like, oh.
They actually weren't what they wanted.
But it's better than the Wii U. I mean, the reason it's failing is because of the fact that they're not showing anything. Like, people upload a video about them playing the Wii U games on YouTube, and it gets taken down by Nintendo, and I think they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, like,
so
Nintendo...
That people can know
Nintendo
about it.
Nintendo flagged our
podcast. Nintendo is like my science teacher. They have backwards ways of thinking.
By the way, if Nintendo
But I actually like Nintendo.
I love your science.
I hate my science.
Your science teacher's gonna just hear this now.
In case Nintendo are listening and they're about to flag,
Nintendo, we love you. Miss MacDonald, not so much.
I'm looking forward to the new Zelda one. If you screw it up, I'll hate you.
I was wrong. That should be the episode title. Nintendo.
We love you.
Don't screw up.
Don't screw up or we'll kill you. Love hate. Okay.
We'll feel bad about it though.
Yeah, we'll be like, Nintendo.
What have we done? No, they'll never release like Smash Bros. Like 1990.
Because a couple of children said
no
a bad thing.
Professor Layton spin off now.
I don't think.
Kira, they were never going to make a Professor Layton.
It did make a lot of money. That was one of their more profitable series.
Yeah.
I will be very. They'll have at least one person buying it if they make a spin-off.
At least one person.
It's
just going to be like, I don't know if they actually did this yet. I heard something about it that they'd probably, if they were going to make it, would probably just be centering around Luke.
I have no issue with that.
There's an app
in Australia.
They have a Professor Layton app, but it's not Professor Layton. It's his grandson, and it's so stupid. Like, it's literally the stupid.
Anyway, moving away from video games. moving.
Can I just, like, point out, I'm in the room, there's a guy stripping. I'm not joking.
Stay here.
So
what?
Stay here. You will.
Okay, just cut that out.
No one wants to see you.
The new Amma 3DSs, you can also customize what they look like with panels. Nintendo tweeted out, you can customize the body of Kiseki plate and theme on new Nintendo
3DS. So they're just making iPhone Nintendos.
Nice.
Not really.
Well,
sounds more like the block phone, except you won't have any options as to, you know.
You could just kind of change the
color. Also, another thing about the... Another thing about the new 3DS is that they will have NFC built in, which probably is for Amiibo. They have a net, but... so you probably won't need the peripheral that they were going to release. As in, they showed at E3 that you'd have to put it onto like a certain sort of disc thing.
Mm.
So I think what that idea is, you use in the 3DS uses infrared to connect to that, and that and the plate thing uses NFC to connect to that. So the image here just shows you putting an Amiibo figure onto the bottom screen.
Yeah. Yeah, if they did it via, internet
connection. Like, Amiibo... Like, Amiibo can be... Amiibo could be great. They just have to do it right.
They
yeah,
have to be kind of small.
What did they do with Skylanders? I can't remember for the DS. I just remember the way they used a portal. So, I saw... Because looking at
Disney
my
Infinity
brother.
Style?
Yeah,
I've
actually
my
never played
has.
Skylanders.
I've never really played Skylanders either. I just thought it was a gimmick.
They used a portal, so you're like... For Paul,
I would love that,
but no.
They're actually making a Disney Infinity 2 with superheroes and Marvel.
Because
oh my god,
that sounds like
Spider-Man
and
Sully team up.
I actually hope that they get some of the characters from Gravity Falls, like some of the villains.
Oh
no,
yeah!
I would just love if I could play as the Summer Ween.
Oh,
no,
amazing.
I just want to play as the Summer Ween trickster and go.
Oh
and
yeah,
and
I play
slap
as Mr. Pig.
It.
Models.
Yeah,
models.
In a suit.
Mr. Pig.
Mr. Pig, lawyer.
I thought that was his name.
Mr. Pig.
Well, to be fair, I don't know why they would add them, because they don't really have powers like most of the others, except maybe...
The Summerween Trickster... the Summerween Trickster can eat
that
you.
That would be good.
The Pterodactyl is a pterodactyl.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't
not the monsters. They can create the monsters all they want, but if they want to create something that's actually, like...
Yeah, but
they put
Phineas from Phineas and Ferb.
But Phineas makes... Freaking roller coasters in his back garden.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, they could have like Gravity Falls centric quests.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Isn't
actually.
That something they didn't put in Ferb? What's that?
So
anyway,
yeah.
Moving
they're
on.
They're being discriminated against.
Discrimination problems.
Well, the thing is, Ferb's superpower would be basically the same as Phineas's.
Except
Ferb
is so much cooler than Phineas.
Anyway, moving on.
Phineas tries, but Ferb doesn't, and yet he comes along so much.
Yeah, he can rap.
Can he?
Yeah, did you not see them?
I can rap.
So can I.
I can't.
You can't.
No.
No.
Rap battle right now.
Dubstep. Like,
dubstep. No, do it. No, my secret talent would not be unveiled today. I can actually make the most realistic dubstep noises.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Do it.
No.
Do
it.
Do it.
Do
it.
Do
it. You have to do it through the power of peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
The power of peer pressure commands you.
Alright, I'll add that in at the end for bloopers, I promise.
Yeah.
Yay.
But it won't be a blooper.
Yeah.
It'll be
a
blooper if it's meant to
be
the most intentional
blooper
ever.
Yeah.
It'll be an intentional blooper.
That's oxymoron.
How did we just get that?
Oxymoron.
I'm contradicting myself, haven't I?
It's called an oxymoron.
You're an oxymoron.
Oh.
Snap.
Rap battle right now.
Okay, let's go.
I think you need vocab battle.
Yeah,
he isn't ready for that.
I have a SERP.
Oh my god.
The
no, I would never win
another
vocab.
By using a SERP.
Oh my god.
Usurped. Yes. Okay, moving on. There is stuff we need to talk about.
There really
sometimes.
Isn't.
There isn't.
Stop trying.
Okay.
And why not move back into the video games?
Yeah, that's just kind of
self-fulfilling.
You're
so innocent, then you're not,
You're innocent, but you're not.
Oh yeah, Alan's here. I forgot to mention. Like he stayed here from when we took him hostage.
He locked us in.
Yeah,
he thought
locked
it was
in.
Yeah, locked door.
Terrific.
Oh.
And now
the guy.
We are at 29 minutes, so... So with that, my friends, listeners, and
fair Fräuleins.
Yeah, my fair Fräuleins. That is our fandom name,
it is.
The fair Fräuleins. I think we are going to end off there today. Thank you again for listening. I have been Kevin Smith. I am here with Kieran. I was here with Kieran, Alan, Luca.
No, I'm not Luca. James Bond,
Kira Sack, Kate Mulligan, Laura, and Kira Gavin. Thank you again for watching.
And Rourke was here briefly.
Kevin,
don't you mean staring off?
I'm just
staring. Thank you for listening.
For a better future.
Thank you again, and we will see you
next time.
Wub.